This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day state visit to Seychelles this morning to attend the country's Golden Jubilee National Day celebrations as the guest of honour. This will be his first visit to Seychelles since 2015. The Ministry of External Affairs said an Indian Armed Forces contingent along with two Indian Navy ships will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermini to review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Home Minister Amit Shah has laid a detailed roadmap to achieve the vision of a drug-free India. During a meeting organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau yesterday, the Home Minister launched the vision document on narcotics control from 2026 to 2029. Earlier, addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center in New Delhi, the Home Minister called for a united war against drugs. Speaking about the anti-narcotics efforts, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has developed several online portals to facilitate the timely sharing of information related to drug crimes. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, "The India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy."
The UK agreement is a template which is very comprehensive. It's not only about tariffs and rules of origin. It's not only about traded goods and services. It's about collaborations in technology, in education, culture, the arts. It is focused on bringing the best of both countries to each other. It's a fair, equitable, very balanced agreement.
Addressing the business plenary session in London, Mr. Goyal said India-UK ties are moving towards a defining milestone with the India-UK CETA. Mr. Goyal said it was heartening to interact with business leaders from across sectors, united by a shared belief in the immense opportunities ahead. He invited businesses in both countries to deepen engagement, accelerate innovation, and invest with greater ambition. India has launched Operation Amistad, a humanitarian assistance and disaster relief (HADR) mission, in response to the devastating earthquakes in Venezuela. The Ministry of External Affairs said the operation is a gesture of solidarity with the people of Venezuela. As part of the mission, two Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft departed for Venezuela this morning, carrying humanitarian relief supplies and a 41-member rescue team to support ongoing relief and rescue operations. Meanwhile, the death toll from the two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 589. Nearly 3,000 people have been injured. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has welcomed the letter of intent between IIT Bombay and the State University of New York's Old Westbury campus to explore collaboration in engineering, multidisciplinary research, technology and other emerging fields. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, places strong emphasis on the internationalization of Indian higher education and encourages meaningful partnerships between premier Indian institutions and leading global universities. An Ayodhya court has remanded all eight accused arrested in the alleged Ram Temple donation scam to judicial custody till Monday. The accused were produced before the Chief Judicial Magistrate's Court following their arrest. In the FIH Men's Pro League Hockey, India thrashed Pakistan 7-1 at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. After Abu Bakr gave Pakistan an early lead, India staged a remarkable comeback with seven different goal scorers. Sukhjeet Singh and Harmanpreet Singh scored in the second quarter, while Hardik Singh, Jugraj Singh, Abhishek and Rajkumar Pal added four more goals in the third. Dilpreet Singh completed the rout with a goal in the fourth quarter. India will next face England tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.